Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2291 and it was recorded on Thursday the 19th of September 2024. Welcome from me, Robin Quine, and today I'm joined by Carolyn Wood. Today we have our usual mix of items, news from Norwich Evening News and the EDP, some letters to the Evening News and three features which will be read by Sarah Wingate Gray. We also have an edition of Just Talk, which will be at the end of our regular items. Here's David with a bit of a taster.
Hello, I'm David Potten. I'm delighted to tell you that the September edition of Just Talk is going to follow immediately after this week's Chatterbox. We've got two special themes this week, two visits to London, and a lot of music. We'll continue our train journey towards Dis. Neil Haverson will both open and close the proceedings, and there will be useful advice from both Vision Norfolk and Citizens Advice. So don't forget that you can listen to Just Talk just as soon as Chatterbox finishes.
Thank you, David. We have one new listener, Mr. Peter Rudd from Cossey. Welcome, and we hope you're enjoying listening.
We now have our first batch of news items. Shop from local independent businesses at a three-day event in Norwich this autumn. The local makers' market returns to St Mary's Works from October the 4th to the 6th with free entry. There will be around 50 stalls each day and the opening times are 4pm to 9pm on Friday and 10am to 4pm on Saturday and Sunday. At the night market on October the 4th, customers will be treated to a free drink on arrival. They are also giving away 50 tote bags each day, available on a first-come, first-served basis. Rosie Nolan, the event organiser, said, "We can't wait to be back at the Shoe Factory Social Club at St Mary's Works for our autumn market. It's such a great venue, steeped in history, with a cool urban feel to it. We have DJs playing each day, plus a free children's crafting table, with dogs welcome at the event as well. It is also a chance to get a head start on Christmas shopping and support local, independent businesses and artisans."
A neighbourhood yard sale will definitely return next year after its inaugural event saw thousands attend. More than 160 houses took part in the first ever NR3 yard sale earlier this month, organised by local Mark Wilshire, after seeing how popular a similar event in nearby NR2 was. Participants took to the sunny streets on September the 1st to sell a range of household goods, such as clothes, books and bric-a-brac, as well as furniture and food. "I spoke to people who had travelled from Suffolk and Great Yarmouth to come to this sale," Mark said. "It's very hard to estimate the number of visitors, but it must have been a couple of thousand people at least, as there was a constant stream all day long." Mark said the busiest area was the Silver Triangle between Silver Road and Angel Road, with Mile Cross a bit less busy. "I loved seeing everyone out on the streets, with big beaming smiles, chatting and getting to know each other," he added. "Will the event happen again next year? Definitely."
A play park on the city outskirts that has been shut off for more than a year could be on the brink of receiving new life. The Grove Avenue Play Park in Cossey could reopen if talks between South Norfolk and Broadland Council and Saffron are successful in gaining funding for the site. The park shut in May last year after falling into disrepair. Owners of the site, Saffron Housing, briefly looked at repairing the park's equipment but deemed it not cost effective and decided to remove the pieces. COSI councillor Gary Blundell is pleased the site could get funding. He said, "It's in the early stages, but a consultation will be taking place organised by South Norfolk and Broadland Council. This will be in person to ask people what they would like and will be taken away with an ideal plan and costing worked out. The council will then work with the Housing Association to get a budget in place and to seek funding from other areas in order to get equipment put back in and the park reopened. Me and my wife Sharon refused to give up on the park after the Housing Authority initially said it had no budget to work with for the site. So we're extremely pleased things are in motion to bring back this small but essential play area for the children of COSI."
Dogs have been blamed for causing coastal erosion by damaging vital sea defences along a section of beach. Now there are calls to ban man's best friend from parts of a 7-mile stretch of Norfolk's coast. West Norfolk councillors have called for measures to be brought in to stop dogs from digging up the Shingle Ridge, a key flood defence protecting thousands of homes between Hunstanton and Snettisham. It follows warnings from the Environment Agency experts that it is under threat of being eroded due to human activity. In a recent report, officials urge for access to be restricted along some parts of the beach to protect the shoreline. The feature forms the primary flood defence along the low-lying coastline, which is vulnerable to tidal surges. At a West Norfolk Council Environment and Community Panel meeting, members met with the Environment Agency officials to discuss the future of the flood defences in West Norfolk. Councillor Sandra Squire, Cabinet Member for Environment and Coastal, said, "We need to encourage people to avoid walking and damaging the Shingle Ridge. This should also include dogs, as people often allow their dogs to dig into the ridge. This is also damaging, and people need to be responsible for their own actions. Signs could soon be placed along the beach, telling people to avoid stepping upon the ridge in a bid to stop further damage." An Environment Agency official, Phil Hulme, hopes discouraging walkers will prevent damage to the vegetation, which helps maintain its structure. The Shingle Ridge has become a controversial topic in the last 12 months, amid a probe into the state of the defences. The Environment Agency has concluded that a trigger point has been reached, meaning beach recharges costing £5 million to £8 million will not go ahead in the future due to the costs being no longer viable. However, the report concluded that the ridge is in good condition and has actually been growing naturally. Property owners in Heacham are also being watched by Environment Agency officers amid concerns they are digging into the Shingle Ridge to get a better view across the Wash.
Korean culture has become a worldwide phenomenon, and now it's taking over Norwich City Centre. And one of the leading lights behind the boom believes it is food rather than K-pop, the popular music which originates in Korea, that is driving the trend. 5 months ago, Korean supermarket Itaewon opens its doors in Castle Quarter. And it is just the latest in owner Adrian Moya's empire with Moya Bubble Tea in Brick Street, already a firm favourite. Itaewon's manager, Hai Hen Lim, put the supermarket's success down to more than novelty and exotic brands. "People think Korean culture is just soju drinking and Samyang noodles, but it's much more than that," he said. "The layout of the shop is really important, and the tidiness. Every day there's more customers coming in. It is a pleasure for me to show everyone how to make traditional Korean food. Mr. Lim is now focusing on encouraging people to use the ingredients available to cook Korean food at home. Itaewon stocks sauces and spices that people used to have to travel as far as London or Cambridge to source. The proudest thing we do for our shop is bringing the Korean culture of the ice cup culture here, Mr. Lim added. There is a lot of popular Korean dishes, such as ginseng soup, which I really want to stock. Mr. Lim hopes to expand the noodle station and add a microwave so customers can get hot food. And there are also plans to source products independently rather than using suppliers.
The team behind the Norfolk Bakery is celebrating 15 years in business and a whopping 3 million cakes. Sponge started as a quirky cafe, but quickly gained the unwavering support of loyal Norfolk customers. And now the team claim to get through more than 7,000 eggs a week. Since the launch of its online offering in 2009, masterminded by co-founders Mark Joel and Ian Wilson, business has boomed. This move allowed Sponge to provide cakes across the UK, including to many celebrities and even the homes of royalty. A spokesman said, "Victoria Sponge and chocolate have remained favourites since the start, though Funfetti is proving popular with modern cake lovers."